What's up, everybody? It's your girl, She Meshe, and I'm back with another podcast. So, how many kids are going back to school, like, permanently? My kids are going back to school 4 days a week, and no, the parents are not happy. I know I'm not happy. Who wants their kids to get corona and get sick? Nobody. But I'm not understanding. Y'all want these kids to go to school 4 days a week and just sit in the classrooms on computers. If that's the case, then why can't they sit at home on computers? Like, I don't get it. But that's the way Oklahoma City Public Schools wanted to be, which is really retarded. I don't understand. And then, like, all the kids going to be going to school. Like, how y'all going to protect all these kids from corona and y'all ain't even letting these kids get no. Y'all not letting these kids get shots or none of that. I'm not understanding. And they do give out shots for kids. If you want to give your kids a shot, you just got to find them. But you do have to be present, and your kids have to have, you know, everything together for them to get their shots. But still, it's dumb. I don't know. I got too many kids. I don't know if I want my kids to go to school all, you know, 4 days a week. But I guess since the kids are going to school only 2 days a week, they're stupid. I wouldn't say stupid, but, you know, they kind of slow. And it's okay, though, because they already passed all them other kids last year. Shoot, it's going to be a whole bunch of graduating dummies. And people don't even care as long as their kids graduate from school. And I understand that, but why would you want your kids to graduate from school, stupid? So, I don't know, but if you're one of them parents that you don't want your kids to go to school all day, hit me up on my podcast. Let me know your feelings. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know, you know, if you really want your kids to go to school, how you really feel about it. And tell the truth, because my podcast, you can be free to be yourself. You can cuss. You can tell the truth because, you know, we love these fucking kids, but damn, we don't want them to go to school all day so they can be sick. I mean, I know I'll be yelling, fuck them kids, but I don't mean it like that. Shit. But I don't know. A whole bunch of, and you know, I guess they, you know, they want the kids to go to school because I feel sorry for all these kids who got sorry parents who's really not there for them, who really don't, you know, help them with school or feed them. And I guess they doing it for these kids who really need to be at school because they in a fucked up situation. So I understand that. But damn. Because I heard a lot of kids were not doing what they supposed to do. I heard a lot of parents were, you know, doing what they supposed to do as parents to make sure that their kids get online and everything. I heard the kids asleep online. The parents was walking around smoking drugs. They was walking around naked and all type of shit. So, I don't know. But all I know is I was helping my kids, me and my husband. We had a little team going on. We was doing it spontaneously. One day he do it, one day I do it, one day he do it, one day I do it. And that really, you know, that really helped us. But nowadays, people don't do that no more. People don't help their kids at all. So I'm the type of parent, I like to help my kids. I like to be there for my kids. I like to make sure my kids are functioning right, because you know, when you grow your kids up to be good adults, you don't have to worry about them coming back to the house. You don't have to worry about no other, you know, drama or bullshit. You don't have to worry about them, you know, if they're going to grow up to be drug dealers or whatever the case may be. You don't have to worry about that because you know, you raise your kids up right. But if you don't raise your kids up right, then you need to take responsibility for you having a fucked up as adult. And I hate to say it like that, but a lot of these parents don't take up for these fucked up as adults. You raise these kids and you fuck them up, and then you push them out in this world and you like, oh well, and you give them to the world and the world take them and swallow them up. And you looking like it's not your fault when it is. Take responsibility for the shit that you do. You know? Take responsibility for the mistakes that you made. I know I do. So spring break is over. Yay, I'm so glad the motherfucking kids is back in school. I don't even understand. I mean, I like my little break, but I don't want them to get sick. But shit, ain't nothing wrong with them going to school. But not when the corona's going on. But I do like my little break because I never get any me time at all. So I can't even go to the bathroom by myself without somebody coming in the bathroom or messing with me or one of my kids. Like, I'm surprised right now that my 2-year-old is not in here messing with me. Because usually he be in here, like, all up in my business. Like, mama, what you doing? Mama, what you talking about? That's the type of kids I got. So, my kids start school. My daughters go to school tomorrow. I think it's a B-day. My youngest two kids, they out of school. This is crazy. They go to school A and B day. But it's going to be over in April. So, I don't know. These kids today, you know, you can't treat them like, you know, like we got raised. We got raised. We used to get our ass whooped by everybody, the neighbors, everybody. Nowadays, you can't whoop nobody's kids. They be fighting, especially when they got some badass kids. Go to Walmart and see a bitch with some badass kids and try to help her with her kids. That bitch going to get mad. And I'll be like, bitch, what you getting mad for? Your son is bad. That's why I don't even interfere no more. Them your goddamn kids. You want your kids to be menace to society? That's on you. Don't have shit to do with me because my kids going to grow up and they going to be something. You want your kids to be fucked up as grown-ups and fucked up as individuals? Hey, that's on you. Do what you got to do. But not mine. I refuse for my kids to be fucked up as adults. No. I was raised in a fucked up ass family. I'm not raising my kids how my mama raised me. The motherfuckers can get mad. I didn't want to. I'm just keeping it real. I got raised in a fucked up ass family. I won't raise my kids like that. Shit, you want your kids to be different. Shit, you want to not repeat the cycle. You want to not do the same shit that your mama did with you. Because shit, what if you had a fucked up ass mama? Shit, you end up doing the same thing that she doing, not knowing that what she was doing was fucked up. It's like you never know what your parents went through until you finally sit down and ask and know the truth. Like, I don't know how my mama was raised. I don't know shit about how my mama was raised. I don't know shit about her mama. Nothing, like, so it's... I'm clueless. I would like to know how my mama was raised. I would like to know what type of female my mama was. That way I can have a better understanding of her. Because right now, I don't understand her at all. She don't understand me. I guess because I'm too much like my daddy. But, oh well. And I suffer from a mental illness that nobody can understand or nobody can help me with. So, but you know, it's all good. That's why I wanted to start this podcast. So, I can have something to talk about. I can have something to do when I'm bored and when I'm trying to get my me time. I can talk about my kids, my husband, something that I like talking about, or I can talk about my life, which, you know, I'm 37, going on 38 in April. I got 7 kids and a stepdaughter, and I suffer from a mental illness. I suffer from paranoia, schizophrenic, and I also suffer from personality disorder. Split personality disorder, and I also suffer from bipolar depression. So just imagine being diagnosed with all that shit and not knowing what to do. Like, just imagine waking up and you hear voices in your head that don't belong to you, and you don't know what to do. That's what I go through. And I mean, it's scary at times, but sometimes I recognize the voices, sometimes I don't. Like, it's a voice in my head. Her name is Shay. She's been around for a long time. And we, you know, a lot of people know her. A lot of people don't. Y'all get to know her. Because right now, I'm Tanisha. It's weird, huh? But it's okay. Y'all understand soon. So anyway, as I end this podcast, smoking my blunt, I'm just going to say goodnight. Be blessed. Pray over your kids. Pray over your family. Pray over your house. Do whatever you got to do to keep good energy around you. Get away from that negative energy. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, cousins. They negative. Get the fuck away from them. If your kids is negative, pray over your kids at night. So that way they won't be negative. The kids, if you feel like you got demons in your house, pray for that. Because that y'all don't even know. That is real. Okay? So be blessed. Be blessed. Be prospered. you know, be successful in y'all life. Don't let nothing tear you down. Don't let nobody tear you down. Don't let this world. Believe in God. Believe in love. Love with your whole heart. Love with your soul. Love with your mind. Give your all to everybody. And it'll be returned to you tenfold. Y'all have a good night and a good morning. And I'll holler at y'all another day. This is She Mash Shay. Peace out.